This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is violinist Randall Gooseby. Randall has a new recording out of the Florence Price Concerti, which he recorded with Yannick Nesse-Séguin and the Philadelphia Orchestra. I'm calling on behalf of WCBE in Wake Forest. I currently have retired to my hometown, which is Montreal. That brings me to our first question, which is, tell our listeners, Randall, what it was like working with one of the world's top musicians, Yannick Nesse-Séguin.
Oh, well, you guys probably know even better than I do there in Montreal. It was such a special opportunity to create this album with Yannick and with the Philly Orchestra. He brings such an effortless and natural energy and passion to his work. To have that underpinning essentially what's the first commercial release of these Florence Price recordings was really, really special. And I think that energy and that freshness really finds its way into the recording.
The Max Bruch Violin Concerto is a great favorite of our listeners here at WCPE, the classical station. Tell us a bit about what makes it such a marvelous piece of music for a virtuoso violinist such as you.
There's something in it for everyone. I guess that's part of what makes it such a well-liked concerto in so many different parts of the world. There's absolutely everything you could ask for from a great piece of music. I mean, you've got the drama, you've got the excitement, the virtuosity, the athleticism, and of course, even the intimacy that you find in the second movement, this really sort of almost like you're singing or humming something quietly to yourself. There's so much variation in the expression. Bruch really knew what he was doing. For those reasons and many others, it's one of my absolute favorite pieces of all time, violin or otherwise, in the classical repertoire. So again, it was really, really once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the way I see it, to get into this work and bring some new life to it with Yannick and Philly.
Well, you talk about bringing new life to a work which has been recorded by literally hundreds of violinists over the decades. Which of the historical recordings is your favorite of the Max Bruch?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. As with any piece of music anywhere, I mean, there's something to love about every single recording, I think. When I was young, it was either Perlman or Zuckerman, specifically that second movement with Zuckerman. There's something about the way that his left hand just sort of moves around in between the intervals that just gets me every time, especially in the second theme area. But, oh, man, it's tough. I'm a complete nut for David Oistrakh. Obviously, Itzhak Perlman, my former teacher, I could listen to any recording of his any day for the rest of time. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Yes, no, I can imagine with something like that. You've got so many great virtuosos over the years. Now, on to the Florence Price pieces. Two violin concertos? Tell us about these, and were they recently discovered?
Fairly recently, yes. They were discovered in part of a large collection of music of Florence Price's that was unearthed in what used to be her summer home outside of Chicago. That home was set to be torn down and something was going to be built up on top of it back in 2009. The contractors or whoever was involved in the project decided to take a look around inside the house, and they found hundreds of pages of music, manuscripts, letters, notes, and included in that collection of materials were these two violin concerti. It was quite a recent discovery, and actually, you know, this is the first commercially released recording, but there has been a recording since their discovery. Luckily, I was able to reference that along with the score to get a sense for what this music is. It's really incredible what Florence Price was able to do with these pieces. What I think is special about having both concerti on the album is that you get a sense of growth or evolution in Florence Price and her composition between the first concerto and the second. The second is clearly very different than the first. It's basically one movement. It's almost like a tone poem or something like that. It's continuous movement versus the first concerto, which is in three clearly defined movements. The first concerto is very, very clearly modeled after the Tchaikovsky concerto. And so that kind of leads me to believe that Price was sort of getting her feet wet and figuring out what is this violin concerto as a medium for expression. And I think she really got a long way with that first concerto. I mean, there's a lot going on, full of surprises, full of that soulful lyricism that I think is a defining factor in her music. Equally so, it's full of all of this sort of athletic, super quick, fleeting harmonic motion. All of those things, of course, find their way into the second concerto, but I think it's a little bit more concise, it's a little bit more compact, and I think as far as first and second theme and consistency of themes from beginning to end, I think it falls together just a little bit better than the first concerto, but I think that no matter what, either of these concerti take a couple of listens to really give yourself the time and space to hear and notice all of the different moving parts that are going on. So really, really cool music, really unique in the world of violin concertos. And I'm really, really just thrilled and grateful to have the opportunity to put it all together with Yannick and Philly.
Randall, were these concerti written or commissioned for a particular purpose?
Not that I know of. I think these were personal explorations for Florence Price. I have yet to have a chance to go down to Little Rock, Arkansas, at the university there where her archives are kept. I'm sure there's some golden nuggets of history in there that probably shed a little bit more light on these concerti, and hopefully I have a chance to unearth those in the near future.
I've been following you on social media for the last year or so since we chatted, and have been very impressed with the stories and all the different locations you've been at. Tell us how you manage that. Obviously, you have some professional doing it for you, but how do you feed into that? Because it really is so helpful for promoting your artistry.
Well, I really wish I had a professional helping me with the social media. My girlfriend keeps me on my toes pretty well. So for now, it's just the two of us. There's a lot of exciting things going on in and around my life, and I want to be able to share that with those who are following me and my journey. I don't get a chance to share absolutely everything, unfortunately, but little by little, I'm sort of getting the hang of finding some sense of consistency with sharing this wonderful journey that I'm on. So yeah, I appreciate hearing that you're following and that somebody's seeing all of these posts.
Randall, thank you so much for sharing about this wonderful new album with Yannick, Nessès Hagen, and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Much luck with it.
Thank you very much. Great to speak with you, Rob. Thanks for your time.
Our guest on Preview this week has been Randall Gooseby. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org, where you can find the interviews that aired earlier this year on Preview. Thank you for your support.